to consciously begin to close that gap. And we have to say everything that we spew is toward that same end also. So when you say you would be delighted, and there is nothing more than we that we like more than you to be delighted.
Oh, thank you.
In what way might you delight yourself?
I would truly delight myself to be able to apply the term you just used, inspired action. Nothing thrills me more than when I feel that sense of inspiration flowing through my being.
Yes. Now, what are the precursors to inspired action? In other words, what is it that is calling you forward that is responsible for the inspiration? What is that? It's the expanded being that became expanded how?
Through experience.
And through contrast.
Yes.
So let's not get too excited about only being in the place of inspiration when the contrast is what puts the thing there to which you are being inspired. You follow what we are getting at?
I follow it from the perspective of our before the break conversation, where the idea of an impulse that could be vengeful and would be a contrast experience for me, but would still be inspired if it was taking me from fear or
and
despair.
So in that sense, everything is. That's
yes.
That's what you've just given us is another version of you can't get it wrong and you never get it done.
Right.
And so we were just wanting to soften what you're reaching for a little bit, because it sounded a bit like you want to get so good at tuning into who you are that each and every action that you offer forevermore would be an inspired action. And we say, don't sell short the traipsing through the contrast, which causes the continued
right.
expansion. And so now this really leads us to something that we've been wanting to say in all of the time that we've been together since we've been aboard this ship. And that is, we want you to be at ease with the entire process of creation. In other words, of course, we want you to practice the art of allowing, but there isn't anything wrong with mixing it up and getting clear about what you want. It's all part of the process. And now you have the conscious understanding of the difference between an upstream thought and a downstream mm-hmm. thought. So now let's take this a little further. Do you believe, from what you know, that from time to time, upstream thoughts help the downstream creation?
The upstream thoughts send out my rockets of desire.
Yes. So is there any real problem with writhing in a little discomfort as long as you're aware what the discomfort means? In other words, that's the whole point. We are not wanting you to rid yourself of negative emotion. We are not for a moment wanting you to think that every thought you think must be one of those downstream thoughts and consciously, constantly closing the gap. We want you to understand that life is this ballet of exposure to experience which births the desires, and you can get really, once you get this whole picture in your mind, then you realize that from that standpoint, it's all inspired. It's all inspired because you came into this experience knowing there would be contrast and wanting it, eagerly wanting it, because you knew that it would give birth to the expanded version of you. It all works together, doesn't it? And isn't it interesting? Don't you sometimes really like it when something really gets your goat? Isn't there something really intoxicating about something being so provocative that it just makes you more alive? Don't you find yourself wanting to be informed about some things that really stir you up? Just don't get carried away with it. In other words, don't get so far over here that you can't easily get back over here. That's the key.
Right.
You want to give birth to the rockets and move toward them, and give birth to the rockets and move toward them. But there is nothing wrong, and dear hearts, we know you well. You like the drama.
Mm-hmm. That was the most delightful answer you could have given me. Thank you so much.
Very good. So.
Good afternoon. Words seem to leave us, but here we go. as a